Finally, for today's Global Hit, we meet Kate Miller-Heidke. She hails from Brisbane, Australia. Her album Curiouser went platinum down under last month. Now Miller-Heidke is trying to win over American audiences. The world's Andrea Smardon caught up with her during her current U.S. tour.
Kate Miller-Heidke is full of surprises. She's a pretty blue-eyed blonde with a tiny waist and a coquettish way of peering out from beneath her hair. But before you make any assumptions about substance, or lack thereof, just wait until she sits down behind the keyboard and opens her mouth. Kate Miller-Heidke has some serious opera training.
Oh, we are vain and we are blind. I hate people when they're not polite.
There she is singing her version of the Talking Heads song Psycho Killer on Australian TV.
Psycho Killer, qu'est-ce que c'est?
It's not exactly the Pirates of Penzance, but Kate Miller-Heidke can do that too. In fact, she had an agreement with Opera Australia to sing the lead role when she was in her early 20s, but she broke the contract to pursue her pop star dreams.
All the time I was studying opera, I never really felt like I belonged in that world. I always felt like a real outsider. I didn't like being told what to do, and I guess that's an intrinsic part of being a classical singer is, you know, the director tells you what to do and the musical director tells you how to sing, and I always really resented that.
Now she has total artistic control over her music. The result is hard to categorize.
Yeah, I guess it's theatrical, risk-taking, heartfelt pop music, I hope.
And now you wanna be my friend on Facebook.
Miller-Heidke still uses her operatic vocals for comic effect, especially during live shows. This song about an ex-boyfriend who wants to become her friend on Facebook was recorded live, and it's become something of a YouTube sensation.
Your kitty had a litter. Look, just follow me on Twitter. I don't care about your family tree, and I certainly don't want you poking me.
But Kate Miller-Heidke isn't just a novelty act. She gets serious on her CD, Curiouser. This song, for example, tackles the sensitive topic of high school bullying.
We talked about music, he was in a punk. He told me all the bands that I liked were junk. I said I'd never heard the songs the Sex Pistols sang. I laughed back at him and then the bell rang.
The song Caught in the Crowd is very much a folk song at heart, I think. It's a story song. It tells the story of befriending an unpopular kid in high school and then standing by and doing nothing while some bullies push him to the ground and steal his bag. It sounds kind of simple and a bit naff when I describe it like that in two sentences, but I do think it's the best song on the album.
It was after school in the afternoon. The corridors were crowded as we came out of the rooms. Three guys I knew pushed him into the cement, threw away his bag and said he had no friends.
Miller-Heidke co-wrote this song and most of the others on the album with her husband and musical partner, Keir Nuttall. She says they were very clear about their intentions for the album.
We went into the whole process with a vision of what we wanted the album to sound like, and we talked a lot about those fearless innovators of pop music, most of them from the 80s, bands like Queen and Devo and Divinyls and Cyndi Lauper, who we went on tour with last year, and it was very inspiring. Just that kind of, yeah, great, uplifting pop music with heart that is not self-conscious at all.
Australians seem to have embraced the unself-conscious pop music of Kate Miller-Heidke. Now she's working on expanding her audience outside of Oz. She expects to release Curiouser in the U.S. by the spring. In the meantime, she's winning over U.S. audiences with her theatrical, risk-taking, heartfelt pop music, one performance at a time. For The World, I'm Andrea Smardon.
I can see the pity in your big brown eyes. The perpetrator lies between my back and my thighs. It doesn't want to wiggle, though I try, try, try. I can't make it
For more on Kate Miller-Heidke's U.S. tour, go to theworld.org. Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Have a great weekend. And it hurts. I just can't shake it, shake it, shake it. Oh no, I just can't shake it, shake it. I just can't shake it, shake it, shake it. Oh no, I just can't shake it, shake it. The World's Global Hit Podcast is brought to you in part by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting innovative initiatives that save lives from sudden cardiac arrest. Learn more at medtronicfoundation.org.